been coming here for about a year now with our two boys. If I had to give this living picture a title, I would call it Messy Faith. I was raised third generation, very strict, conservative, fundamentalist Christian on both sides of my family. I came to a saving knowledge of the gospel at the age of 7, but my view of God was simplistic, legalistic, and formulaic. God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Growing up, I pretty much had one goal: be a good Christian girl and please God. I obeyed my teachers and my parents, and I got straight A's, never really got in trouble. I received a lot of recognition for my spiritual accomplishments and my character. I knew that God loved me because I was pretty much doing everything right. My lifelong ambition was full-time Christian service. I planned to attend Bible college where I could meet a good Baptist young man training for ministry. I wanted to encourage women and be an example to others. I wanted to raise beautiful, godly children to serve God. Instead, my freshman year of Bible college brought me heartache, a broken romantic relationship, disciplinary issues with the college I was attending, false accusations about my character, and ultimately, doubts about God and everything I had grown up believing. What do you do when you trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus, but your heart still gets broken? When you do everything in your power to please God and be submissive to your authority, but it's just not good enough? Well, I did meet my husband, Russ, at Bible college. I didn't end up in full-time Christian service. Rather, the last decade has been full of a lot of hard stuff. 2-year-long deployments, a miscarriage, 2 cross-country moves, temporary estrangement from my parents, and dealing with the challenges that Russ faces being a combat veteran. I felt lost and scared. My good little Christian girl answers don't always fit my real-life problems. I've struggled a lot as a young mom. I approached motherhood with a very perfectionistic, idealistic, formulaic view. If you do X, Y, and Z right, your kids will turn out a certain way. My oldest, Ezra, who's now 5, has flat out destroyed that idealism. Everything about being his mom has been difficult from the very beginning, from a difficult birth experience and recovery to him ultimately being diagnosed with multiple diagnoses at the age of 4. My days are filled with therapy appointments, medication management, and behavioral therapy techniques. My faith is honestly in a rocky place. I have a lot of unanswered questions about God. Last year, sobbing, I told God I didn't even know if I could believe that he existed anymore. Being here at Grace has been incredibly healing for me because it's been a safe place where I can ask really hard questions about God and faith, where I can hear the Bible expounded upon, the Bible verses I've heard my whole life, expounded upon in new ways, and where I could be embraced by grace and love. I'm slowly rebuilding my faith, but there are still days I struggle to believe that God loves me, not for who I am, not for what I do, but for who I am, and that God is good. I've come to realize that being a child of God isn't a formula. Rather, it's a real-life, often messy relationship. It often means fighting, yet forgiving, wrestling, yet embracing, searching, yet finding, crying, yet laughing, doubting, yet believing, tearing down, yet rebuilding, letting go, yet holding on. Throughout this difficult process, it's the words of Ecclesiastes that bring me comfort. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. And finally, He hath made everything beautiful in his time. When Ezra was 2, I sat him down at our kitchen table with a blank canvas and acrylic paints. I watched him while he took his tiny hands, mixing the colors around and banging and hitting the canvas until what was left was just a messy mix of colors. I sat in my office for about 2 months because I didn't know what to do with it. And finally, I took a paintbrush and painted the words of Ecclesiastes 3:11 onto his mess. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. I hung it in my kitchen. It's a daily reminder to me that no matter how messy things get with my marriage, with my faith, with being a mom, God is working. God is making something beautiful out of my mess. And ultimately, God is good. I didn't end up in ministry, but I'm just a Christian mom who faces a lot of hard things. For the last few years, I've been writing online on a personal blog, transparently sharing about my messy faith with women all over the world. I've encouraged more women as a special needs mommy blogger than I ever could have as a pastor's wife with well-behaved children. If I could leave you with one thing today, it would be this. Faith is messy. Life is messy. But God is good, even when you struggle to see it. God loves you, even when you have a hard time believing it. And God is making something beautiful out of your mess, just like he's making something beautiful out of mine.